B-Pod Studios.
Toucher and Rich, weekday morning, 6 to 10.
That was horribly uncomfortable.
Toucher and Rich, mornings.
It was all taken out of context.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
There's someone on roller skates.
There's a rabbit on my driveway. I don't know what's going on with it, but it's just sitting there.
Everyone's angry in Brookline. Everyone's feeling stressed.
Oh.
Where the people there are surly. And the average age is dead.
What is that?
Locals find new reasons just to moan and bitch and whine.
There is a man taking a poop.
Everybody's having a good time. Cause everyone's angry in Brookline.
I have a turkey that came into my house and is sitting in my kitchen.
.985 Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Brookline is an awful old place to live. I've lived there and I hated it. And what we do is we get actual calls from the Brookline 911. And these are real people calling into the real police department with real complaints. And Rich, how are we going to start this bad boy?
Well, first of all, there is something in the planning over the next couple of weeks that is going to be a special surprise with Brookline 911.
Okay.
So without giving away too much, just know that there's something being worked on behind the scenes that is something somewhat special having to do with this that I'm extremely excited about. I'm really looking forward to.
Right.
So while you guys are, you know, doing your sports stuff and your sports research and stats, I'm sitting here trying to make the magic happen behind the scenes.
Yeah.
All right?
I don't know what's going
making
on.
Making calls. I'm moving right. And shaking. I'm headline making. So let's get to our first call. Once again, these are real 911 calls to the Brookline Police Department. And let's find out what's going on in the angriest city in, well, I mean, let's just say the world. Why don't we? Here is our first call from Brookline.
Brookline Police, do you have an emergency?
Yeah, hi. So this is a highway. I have a guy picking a fight with me down here. I'm in a sweeper. He's flipping me the bird, and now he's taking pictures of me. He's telling me to get out of the sweeper. He'll beat my effing ass.
Can you describe him for me?
Yeah, he's wearing short hair, jeans, a dark jacket, red shirt. He sees I'm on the phone with you. Now he's walking up the street. I'm
he said that
behind.
Was a dark jacket, a red shirt?
Yeah.
Is he white, black, Hispanic?
White. Oh, he's flipping me the bird again.
Okay. Is he walking away from you?
He's walking away, yeah, but he turned around. He started throwing stuff out into the street.
Okay, very good. I'm going to send some officer that way. Give me a call back if he approaches you again, okay? But for now, just keep your distance if you can.
Oh, he just whipped his penis out.
That's what you do. That's the final move.
That'll show him.
That's, you know what
that's
that was?
That's the camel clutch of Brookline anger.
You know,
the DDP, man. You just the Brookline RKO.
You know when you're negging someone and you're like, you know, telling a chick like you don't want to like have her know you like her so much, so you're like, ah, you know, nice hair. What you do to a street sweeper is you throw stuff in the road and you flip them off and finally just whip it out and go like. Now you want it because it's something you didn't think you could have. Oh, my goodness. Listen to that. Soupy sales.
I just love it. It's like, is there anything else I can show to show you that I'm angry that you're sweeping here on the street, Mr. Street Sweeper? Well, I've done everything I can. Time to resort to whipping it out.
See, I just think that it was a bunch of stuff just to let them know, like, hey, you can't have this. And then just when the street sweeper starts getting interested, he pulls it out. I mean, he must have been, and then he goes, "Ooh, look at that thing! That is engorged. That is someone who's."
Would that have been great if, like, he did that, and all of a sudden it went in a different direction? It's like, oh,
that's right. Excuse me, officer. I think I'll talk to you later.
And the street sweeper just lowers his sunglasses.
It looks like I found myself a friend. And then he takes out, like, a little hand brush and goes, like, let me sweep you. Well, listen. I mean, who hasn't whipped it out in front of a street sweeper?
Just rewind it, like, 10 seconds. I love just, yeah, like, right. Well, doing the, oh, okay, now we've gone next level.
he's walking away, yeah, but he turned around, he started throwing stuff out into the street.
Okay, very good. I'm going to send some officer that way. Give me a call back if he approaches you again, okay? But for now, just keep your distance if you can.
Oh, he just whipped his penis out.
Did he really?
Yes, he turned around and zipped his bit and whipped his penis out.
Okay, stay on the phone for me.
All right.
Highway department's reporting a mail party, trying to pick a fight with him. He's walking inbound on Beacon now. He apparently just exposed himself as well.
And then everyone at the 911 is...
Ooh la la!
Holy moly! Look at the sack on that one. Someone came to party. Like, at the end of the day, he just wanted a friend. You know?
All right, let's just cut through the crap. Here's what I'm really trying to do.
Look, if you're going to just start calling the police, I might as well just show you what I got.
It's kind of like when, you know, Rams look like they're actually fighting, but then they end up, like, fornicating afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah, they busted their heads together until it's just time for a... Would you like to come to my jacuzzi?
Alrighty, I'm going to have somebody come talk to you, and we're going to see if we can talk to him, okay?
Alrighty.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Right.
Like, well, I mean, didn't seem a lot of urgency there.
Yeah, that is the... I just love how I've done everything I can to piss you off. You don't seem pissed off, so I've been saving this one for last.
Well, I have a feeling that the person who did that is might just be mentally ill. I don't think that's your average Joe, like, you know... Walk into his next meeting feeling that someone who has had a bad problem with the street, big street sweeper.
You probably see everything if you're one of those street sweeper guys. Because you probably piss off a ton of people.
Well, in Dorchester, there's some racket going on in Dorchester. Because there's 85 street sweepers out here at all times a day. And they must have the cleanest roads in the world. Because there's a street sweeper everywhere you look. There's six at a time. All right. I guarantee there's a racket down here with the street sweeper.
Oh, sure. I bet there's no question.
All right. That's right, big sweep. Mm-hmm. All right. So, Rich, what do we have here?
There's some calls that are strange, some calls that are very odd, that leave questions, and then there's some calls that just epitomize Brookline. Let's get to the tape.
Brookline Police.
Yes, I was trying to get to my own driveway. They pulled into my driveway to make a U-turn, and I'm blocking them. I would like them tagged, please. So would you get a tag power over here?
Okay, hold it.
All right, so the guy pulled into his driveway to turn around.
We've all done it.
Might have done it, but, I mean, it's a felony. And so
I think it's like 5 years in jail. Right.
So the guy, all right, so because it's kind of hard to understand, so, and you've heard these before.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy pulls into the guy's driveway to turn around.
Uh-huh.
And so the guy pulls up, the owner of the home, or obviously the brownstone, pulls up and blocks him.
Blocks him in and says, will a cop come here and please give this person a ticket for pulling into my driveway and trying to use it as a U-turn?
That's not even a U-turn. That's just turning around.
Just think of how quickly that problem goes away if you don't do anything.
Yeah,
they pull it and leave. Now,
it's not even a problem.
You have to block them in and deal with someone losing their crap and sit there and wait for a cop to show up.
I would rather...
That is someone looking for confrontation.
Well, they're someone who's... It's, again, like one of these people that when I lived there, if you stepped on their lawn, they had a loudspeaker that would yell at you. It's like, you know, the U.S. Embassy. You couldn't touch any of the property. I would 1,000 times rather have someone pull in my driveway to turn around than park in front of my house.
Oh, sure. Of course.
All right. Ugh, Brookline. Now, these ones just piss me off because I think I've experienced this crap. They're just awful people.
Brookline Police.
Yes, I was trying to get to my own driveway. They pulled into my driveway to make a U-turn. And I'm blocking them. I would like them tagged, please. So would you get a tag power over here?
Okay, hold it. They're in your driveway?
Yep.
Okay. We can't cite them for being on your property, maybe trespassing if you want to go that far. that's not a parking violation that we'd write a ticket for. We can certainly help.
Well, she's pulling in, and she says, well, I'm only turning around. And I'm saying you don't have the right to turn around. I told her not when she pulled into the driveway.
Okay. All right, we'll see you then.
Thank you.
This poor lady's like, I was just trying to turn around. It's like, no, no, no.
And there's nothing you can do. Because well, I mean, if you start yelling.
If he's got a lawn, I'm driving through it.
No, you're not. Because then you're opening up. You don't think this guy's litigious? I mean, this guy would love nothing more than
destruction of property.
This guy would love nothing more than having 5 hours of paperwork to fill out. There'd be nothing that would make him happier.
I wonder if there's like any kind of. Remember how like O.J. Simpson got in trouble for keeping those people in the hotel room? I wonder if there's any kind of weird, like, kidnapping thing you could throw at this guy for not letting you exit his yard.
I would. amount of rage that I would experience if someone wouldn't let me out of their driveway.
Oh, I totally.
They should allow you to assault someone at that point. There should be, like, little, like, disclaimers that if that happens, you're allowed to assault the person.
Right. It's a little loophole you throw in there.
How is that even a U-turn?
No, it's just you pull.
No, I know, but he says it's a U-turn, which is something that's illegal. It's not even a U-turn. It's just I know exactly. I do it every day.
And you know what? The fact that he was behind her with a car makes me think that maybe he's just sitting there waiting for people to do that.
I swear to you, Rich, I'm not joking. There's a decent chance that that's the case.
He just sits, like, in the car next to the driveway.
They think that their places are these sacred burial sites. They think that their places are something else. They really, if you touch anything, they become crazed.
That can't be lawful to, like, trap somebody in here. I mean, I guess you could technically get out of your car and walk away. But, I mean, for them to hold your property there, that's a little strange, especially when you're willing to leave.
Yeah, and they can't, and these guys, like, I guess we could try to flag them for trespassing, which you, I mean.
Somebody said Brookline makes you wish the purge was real.
If the purge was real, I'm gone.
Oh, he just whipped his penis out.
Well, at least that's a love story.
Right. At least there's a little bit of ooh.
Just tell him to get out on the street
with the street like that. If I was a street sweeper and someone whipped it out, I would think it's the funniest thing in the world.
I would just start laughing. I'm like, where's my phone?
I mean, I'd bang the guy. But,
I think you're, like, obligated to.
No, that's not true, Rich. I'm too woke for that.
Oh, he just whipped his penis out.
Circumcised. Oh, my. He shaved it into an arrow. I saw those balls that said to me that I'd like to fool around.
All right. We'll be back with more from Brookline.
Trying to get to my own driveway. They pulled into my driveway to make a U-turn, and I'm blocking them. I would like them tagged, please. Yeah, I agree.
The games are only half of it. Hatcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You know what?
I was taking pictures of a landscaper who was using gasoline-powered leaf blowers.
Everyone's angry in Brookline. Everyone's feeling stressed. Where the people there are surly and the average age is dead.
They're smoking.
Where the locals find new reasons just to moan and bitch and whine.
The geese were following you.
Nobody's having a good time because everyone's angry in Brookline.
They don't belong here.
There's an aggressive group of turkeys.
I don't like Brookline.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich, and Brookline is a terrible place to live. People are obsessed with their tiny patches of land that and they don't want anyone touching anything. And, Rich, these are real 911 calls to the Brookline Police Department.
Yep. And sometimes they leave us with a little bit of head scratching. Like, I'm not quite sure what the full story is there. Kind of like the gentleman who twice, 2 days in a row, called the police to get him out of handcuffs for a quote-unquote Halloween thing. And they didn't want any kind of lights or anything like that to come down to wherever he was living, whether it be in the... Didn't want his landlord to know that he was experimenting with handcuffs, whatever that story was. This is somewhat similar to that as far as there's some questions here, but this is a very Boston... This is a very Boston call, if not a very Brookline call.
All right, here we go.
911, this line is recorded. Where's your emergency?
Hi, I want to make a police report.
All right, what happened?
Last night when we were watching TV, the Patriots are playing the Raiders. I'm from California.
Mm-hmm. So first of all, I don't know if there was a Patriots-Raiders game.
This year. No,
this call was maybe from about 6 weeks ago, so I'm not quite sure what she was talking about.
California.
Not quite sure what the issue of California. Obviously, Raiders. I don't know why that's the first part of it, but that doesn't matter because it sets up what happens after.
Listen, I mean, these are the details the police need.
That's right. They do need to get
along with their business.
Yes. Sure.
Last night when we were watching TV, the Patriots are playing the Raiders. I'm from California. Mm-hmm. So I asked at the score. No one would say anything, and finally a girl said, it's 10-0. And I said, who? Who's winning? And they said, the Raiders. So I went out into the hall, and this woman said, you f***ing bitch, because I just kind of clapped lightly to myself and said, yeah, I didn't do it in the room where they were watching. I was in the hallway. So she continued to say that I was a f***ing bitch and all kinds of stuff. And then eventually she said, say it to... Oh, I peeked my head back in and I said, no, you're the bitch. Look how you're acting. And she said, say it to my face. So I walked over there and she stands up and she's menacing me, you know, with her face and her body. And she steps real close and I step back. As I step back, she jabs me in my right rib. I'm 67 years old. This girl is about 25 and about 200 pounds heavier than me.
And she had a Marlboro out of her mouth that she didn't remove when she told her to
BBW.
Kiss my ass.
BBW. Let's see.
I mean, first of all,
what lies beneath those folds?
I believe she's talking about the Ravens game.
Okay,
because the way she described it
makes sense.
But still, I mean,
regardless,
I can totally, first of all, picture the woman that is poking, and I can picture both of them perfectly in my mind.
Well, the girl might weigh 201 pounds because this woman that's calling doesn't sound like the. So she walks into someone's apartment and asks the score of a football game that's on television.
I can't tell if it's an apartment or if it's a bar. Like, I can't tell. She doesn't set that up.
Well, then why wouldn't she just look at the TV if it's at a bar?
I don't know. I guess it is someone's apartment.
Yeah, she just stuck her head in someone's apartment. She probably doesn't even live in the building. And then this hefty mama. What's the AC/DC? A whole lot of roses.
A whole lot of roses shows up.
Shows up and she just says, I'm going to swing so much butt cheeks. She just goes, who wants to go hot dogging today?
The best somebody said pointed out, did you notice when she started talking and started saying, and then I called her a bitch, she called me a bitch. The typing stopped for a minute.
Yeah.
In other words, like, oh boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then the big bottom girl comes up and she goes, whooshy whooshy. Check out my tail feather. All right, let's go back a little bit. Here we go.
I'm 67 years old. This girl is about 25 and about 200 pounds heavier than me. And I just feel like I want to make a police report about it.
Okay. All right, I'll have an officer come to speak to you.
Okay, thanks.
All right, and then, of course, tangling.
And then somewhere Wallach is rubbing his hands together. I can only imagine the booty on that one.
And a Patriots fan?
Yes, yes. Well, she's not a Patriots fan.
No, the other one.
The other one. The other one's a Patriots fan.
Yeah, she was the one who was pissed. She's
acting like a Patriots fan.
Yeah, she said, you bitch.
She said, no, you're the bitch.
Yeah.
We have ourselves a heifer.
Why not?
Oh, I peeked my head back in and I said, no, you're the bitch. Look how you're acting.
That's always wise to do when you feel intimidated.
Mm-hmm. And then there's moments like this, Fred, where you just, you kind of sympathize for the person on the phone. Let's take a listen.
Brookline Police.
I just wanted to report something. I just had a strange encounter, and I didn't know.
What happened?
To report it. I found this man trespassing on my property.
All right, and exactly what was he doing?
So he tried to get into my house. He tried to get connected to my uncle. He tried to give me gold coins to get access into the house.
He had a duck bill. He was called himself Scrooge. I give you gold coin. I trade you coin for your uncle. How many coins will it take, woman? A bag?
I had three nephews that like to go on adventures.
I'm an animaniac. Whatever the hell show I was on.
DuckTales.
DuckTales. Woohoo. May I persuade you with some gold coin and crude oil?
He tried to give me gold coins to get access into the house, which I was, and then...
I have several dead birds that have been stuffed. This is how we trade. How about some pelts? A fur? Hmm? All for your uncle's head. Name your price.
His bags were stashed in my bushes.
And was he white, black, Hispanic, Asian?
He was white. He was wearing a seersucker.
He was wearing a top hat and a monocle.
Well, I mean, it sounds like he's in the seersucker suit. Yep, yep. You know,
give me your... What's the prize for your uncle's head? Hmm? He's wearing a top hat, a monocle, and a suit jacket with tails. I've come a long way, madam. I desire one thing. Your uncle's skull. To add my collection.
He was white. He was wearing a seersucker suit. I took a picture of him, and he gave me his phone number. It was just very odd. And
Klondike 453 is my phone number.
He gave me a... did you say she a code number?
No, a phone number.
Okay.
Klondike 453. That is how you shall reach me. You may telegraph to the following address. Yes. He was holding a big cigarette holder.
On a stick? Those big long ones?
Yes. Madame, perhaps we could do some business.
Very odd. And
how old did he look?
30s. He said he worked here 8 years ago. We had a fire at our house 8 years ago, and he worked on it. Then he was trying to reach my uncle to give him insider trading information on a stock about school shootings.
Ah, yes, I trade in tragedy. May I interest you in some...
I don't even know something that old. Did she say an insider trading stock on school shootings?
Yes.
Buy! Buy!
Jeez. You know, the Coca-Cola market is big right now. There are some elixirs that cure all. May I interest you in one?
Give me gold coins to get access to him. And then he had his bag stashed in the bushes in my house when I showed up. Does not seem very typical to me.
All right, we're going to send some help your way in this, all right?
All right, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. I think that might be a decent thing to do.
Yeah, I would guess that... That would be something that you wanted to do. You would
he
not
was white. Want... He was wearing a seersucker suit. I took a picture of him.
Ah, madam, your modern camera is no match. How long shall I stay still before the image can take?
He tried to give me gold coins to get access into the house.
And you know what happened immediately afterwards?
Oh, he just whipped his penis out.
All right. Well, listen, Brookline never disappoints. It is a place full of human scum, and that is a good way to pee.
Oh, I peeked my head back in, and I said, no, you're the bitch. Look how you're acting.
And then a whole lot of Rosie came in and said, I got a big bottom. So many butt cheeks. She had yoga pants that were begging. Those seams were begging to be busted.
Mm-hmm. I was trying to get to my own driveway. They pulled into my driveway to make a U-turn, and I'm blocking them. I would like them tagged, please.
May I run over your foot? crackle, crackle, go the bones of the foot.
Somebody said that guy was John Wick with the gold coins. It does sound like a John Wick character.
That is pretty good.
He was like, I must speak with your uncle. He's like in a suit, too.
That's right.
He's like well-dressed and in his 30s.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. Maybe it was. Maybe it was someone inspired by that. All right. Well, Brookline sucks. Here are the headlines.
Oh, he just whipped his penis out.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
Five, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. This show, along with the Sports Hub and the Boston Bruins, present Pucks and Paddles. Friday, January 17th at Royale, the annual ping pong tournament that benefits Floating Hospital for Children at Tufts Medical Center and the Boston Bruins Foundation. You can bid to play with your favorite Bruins player or Toucher and Rich. My suggestion right now, as is, would be to Google Pucks and Paddles. And go from there. Because on 98.5thesportshub.com, we can't find it.
Yeah. So, or you can go to @TucherandRich. I have put the link up there. As a matter of fact, we've got to start getting the bids up. I'm looking at some of the amount, and it's only been up for 2 days, but still.
Well, it's impossible to find.
Well, I mean, that's part of it. And we're going to make that more accessible, and we're going to talk about it a lot more, too. But, you know, this raises a lot of money for the Floating Hospital for Children. And we want to make sure that this year, once again, sets another record. And I think every year for the past several years, it's just gone up and up and up. And it's such a great charity, and it's such a great event as well. And when you end up winning your bid, you get to play alongside in a doubles game of ping pong with either a Boston Bruin or Fred or I. And on top of that, you are rubbing elbows the entire time with the entire team. I mean, they're all – I'm looking at this list. Remember how we did Cuts for a Cause? There would always be a couple holdouts that wouldn't do it because they didn't want their hair cut. Everyone wants to do this. Like, I mean, you name a player on the Bruins, as far as I can tell, they're all there. And you are mixing and mingling with every single one of them. I mean, think about maybe if there's someone that you work with, if you're an employer and you want to reward a good employee that you have. What better way to do that? I mean, that is a awesome once-in-a-lifetime deal. And to be quite honest, I mean, there's – The typical people like Patrice Bergeron, he's going for a ton right now. Zdeno Chara, obviously a lot. But, I mean, even guys like Marchand right now, who's one of usually in years past has been one of the highest bids that we've gotten, he's a bargain.
Well, there's a bunch of players that don't have bids, and it's all because you can't find it on the dumb website.
Yeah, so I will retweet it once again.
I mean, and if you play with me, you're obviously with an influencer who can at Fred Toucher on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
Who can probably give you? I can probably give you a little bit of advice on how to get your name out there and get some sweet endorses.
Fred and I at the floor bid. We both have one bid for $300. At least we have a bid, so I'll be happy with that.
Well, I mean, if you want to be influenced, it's going to take a lot more than that. I might not even show up for $300. I might tell you to go screw.
In the spirit of the charity, yes.
Listen, I give enough money to them. They don't need any more from me. Pucks and Paddles is presented by Coors Light and sponsored by Honda, ACP Facility Services, and Clear Path for Veterans of New England.
It's an absolute blast. So make sure, as I said, once again, I'll put it at Toucher and Rich. Eventually, we'll be able to find it at the 98.5 The Sports Hub front page, I'm sure. But come on, let's raise a ton of money. It's for the kids. Do something nice.
I guess it's on the front page now.
Good.
Due to Rich's efforts via email.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much to the people who got that done.
Well,
so,
you should have had it there anyway.
Well, okay. I'm glad it's back. I'm glad it's back.
You know what? Don't bother us. We're on the air.
Well, Saturday night's going.
Christ's sake.
Well, Saturday night's going to be a fun game to watch. Baltimore Ravens, Tennessee Titans. What is the spread on that game? It's like a 9-point spread. Or is am I thinking of the spread?
The Texans game is a really high spread.
That's a really high, and it should be. The Texans versus the Chiefs, that should be a high spread. This is going to be a fun one to watch because you want to see, you know, there's part of me that thinks that maybe this Titans game was their Super Bowl this
Ravens,
past week.
Ravens by 10.
Okay, so it is a big spread.
And, Kansas City by 10.
And on top of that, the Ravens, at least the key players, have been resting for 2 weeks at that point because, A, you had the final game of the season where they had the one seed locked in, so they rested most of their major starters.
You can make an argument, though, that that's not great.
It's true. And in the past, it has backfired. But I also think there might be something to the Tennessee Titans putting it all out there against the Patriots and that being their Super Bowl. You've seen that happen before in the past as well. I just love that offense, and it's going to be fun to watch. But there was a moment during yesterday's press conferences that both teams do where the Patriots defense is just getting killed all over the place. I mean, not only did you have Logan Ryan calling out Kyle Van Noy.
The boogeyman?
Calling out the boogeyman.
The greatest defense of all time.
Kyle Van Noy.
A defense that was like the Ravens with Ray Lewis, and it was a defense tantamount. They had better statistics than the 85 Bears.
At the beginning of the season.
I mean, these are conversations that were being had. I mean, you know, when you played the Jets' third-string quarterback, I mean, you can take a lot away from that, even though Darnold played like crap, too.
Not even a third-string quarterback. Falk was brought for the practice squad.
I didn't even know. See, that's how much I paid attention when Darnold wasn't playing this year. But, yeah, I mean, you have this was the boogeyman, man.
Yeah.
And when Darnold said he was seeing ghosts, Van Noy just said, hey,
that makes it real, man.
We are the boogeyman.
I just love how I keep saying it, but Devin McCourty, when that thing first broke, they asked about the boogeyman. He's like, man, we don't need any.
The only problem with McCourty is that he's old.
I know, but they're going to bring him back, and I think as a leader, he's worth whatever half price he's going to take. Because he will take a discount.
I mean, he's not a free agent, if I'm not mistaken.
He is.
He is a free agent.
He's not a top 30 free agent. Oh boy.
He's 33, and he's a safety.
Yeah,
that's part of the problem. We made almost $10 million last year.
I guess what's not happening again.
No.
Correct.
And I guarantee you he knows that, and he's probably going to take a big discount.
Yes, he's a company guy.
I wouldn't give them a discount. Why? First of all, they'd probably get more here than he would anywhere else.
That's true, and I think that's still at a deep discount.
No. But I think literally, like, if he tests the market, that they would pay him more here than anywhere else.
That's true. Sure. And that's why I think he's going to continue to stay here.
Stupid team that would throw money at a 33-year-old safety.
Stuff like that happens a lot. But, you know, you want it, obviously, as a Patriots fan, you want him to stay. Well, Van Noy's going to
who made almost $6 million this year.
Yeah, I don't know if he makes that much again.
He's going to cash out. Are you kidding me?
He's old.
But he's got the numbers of a guy who, at his age, even at his age, they will pay.
He's 29 years old. He's not a disruptive pass rusher.
I think he was responsible for a ton of disruptions. Matter of fact, if you look statistically, I think that is something that you
how
can
directly
sacks
say.
He
had 6.5 during the regular season and had one in the playoff game.
All right. Well, how much are you giving the guy that an edge rusher that does that?
So Jeff Howe said he could see him making upwards of $70 million.
Five and 70, right?
I think that's what Jeff said. Yeah.
Okay, well, Jeff.
Obviously, not all 70 guaranteed, but you get the point. Maybe it's a lot of money.
Maybe he gets guaranteed $5
million. I see. 5 of the 70 is guaranteed.
So I'm going to give him a 5-year deal that if he works it out, I pay him until he's 30. No, because he'll be 30. So I'm paying him until he's 35.
Well, obviously, it's not going to be all 5 years.
I understand that, but when you add years to a contract, that generally means that the guarantee is higher. Am I correct or am I incorrect? Because what's my incentive for signing the
spread it out over the 5 years? Spread out the signing bonus.
Right.
Or the guaranteed money.
That would mean more guaranteed money. But
I agree. I mean, look, free agency is the silly season. Guys, you never thought, like, offensive linemen getting that stuff.
People are a little bit more, some teams are a little bit more, you know, if you want to give Trumaine Johnson $70 million and then he can show up and not play.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got to be a little bit more careful. But, I mean, listen, if he was part of the boogeyman,
mm-hmm.
I mean, he was one of the boogeyman, one of the greatest defenses of all time.
This is kind of speaking of that, Fred.
When people were saying that, I'm thinking to myself,
this is going to be into next season for you.
Oh, it's the rest of my life.
Okay.
No, they're the boogeymen.
Right.
They boogie boogie.
Well.
They scare people. They're like the boogeymen. Well, I'll tell you what. You go up against Nick Foles. Or whatever, who are you talking about? Who is the quarterback?
Luke Falk.
Luke Falk. Yes. I mean, you. I mean, that's a hell. And then an offensive line that literally, not one person on that offensive line is going to be back.
Mm-hmm.
Literally. Mm-hmm. They're all gone. They're turning over half the roster, including the entire offensive line. I mean, when the boogeymen show up, woo! Look out!
Well, this was great because Ravens Earl Thomas was talking about, he was asked about how do you stop Derrick Henry. And even Earl Thomas couldn't help but throw the Patriots under the bus a little bit.
Yeah, so I think Tannehill probably threw like 17 times last game for like 75 yards in a playoff game, and they still won. You know, that's a credit to how hard he's running and their O-line. He's a cutback runner. He's very patient. He'll find creases. And guys didn't seem like they was too interested in tackling them. So I think our mindset is a little different. I think we're going to try to tackle them. We're going to try to swarm. And we're going to see how it plays out.
I mean, they're just
this
dancing
is
on
just
their
the
graves.
Beginning. All of these teams have been beaten senseless over the last 10 years.
They've been waiting for this. Oh. And you know what? You just got to sit there and take it. You got to sit there and take it. And yep. I love it that even the game's done, it's behind them, and they're still trying to dance on the grave of the Patriots defense.
Well, why the defense was so bad in that game against the run that I was wondering when just physically Derrick Henry wasn't going to be able to run anymore.
You know what though? Like despite that, they did their job. You hold that offense to 14 points,
yeah,
and I know that the running game was ridiculous what they gave it to Derrick Henry. But you hold that offense the way Tannehill's been playing and the way that he's like the rushing leader. But you hold them to 14 points. That loss is not on the defense.
It is because it allowed Tennessee to control that game.
I was just going to say it's situational football in that regard.
You had to Okay, what's worse? The fact that they gave up that amount of yards to Derrick Henry or the fact that at 1st and 10 on the 1 yard line, they couldn't punch it through into the end zone. I'm sorry, 1st and goal on the 1 yard
line. Both are equally
bad. Punch it through the end zone.
They're equally bad.
Both are equally bad.
It's not one of the other. Both are bad.
If you are an NFL playoff offense, you have to score more than 14 points.
Tannehill did not have to throw.
Derrick Henry was responsible for every offensive yard that team had in the second
and third
quarters.
It wasn't that Tannehill didn't have to throw. It was that they put up a game plan where they didn't have to make him throw. The running game was working, and I like that. And to be quite honest, if you're only going to put up 14 points, there's no way you should be a team in the playoffs and not be able to score more than 14 points.
Well, they allowed Miami the week before to go down the field and score.
Well, now that I'll give you. Was a crap in your pants.
I think the defense is equally responsible.
The defense is entirely responsible, is as responsible as the offense.
What were they averaging, 30 points, that Titans team, ever since Tannehill came in?
It doesn't matter.
Go game to game. It's complementary football. Both the defense and the offense and the special teams, for that matter, they all have to play well. The offense tried to run three times. They had 1st and goal at the 1, couldn't get the football in the end zone, and in the end, that cost them the game because instead of being 17-7, it was 13-7.
What else cost them the game? How about Edelman dropping the ball
the
when
fact
it was
that
right
they couldn't
in his
stop
hand?
Derrick Henry. Henry.
The
they
fact
couldn't
that,
stop Derrick Henry the at fact, all. They knew it was coming after the first 10
and
runs.
They only scored
and they
14 points off
Rich,
that.
Rich,
they ran off the clock. They shortened the game.
Right.
It's situational football.
I mean, they had a situation on a punt where they just were running clock.
Patriots got the ball back with 5 minutes left.
Yes,
and all they needed was a
field
goal.
No one's arguing that. The offense
so you're
was
saying
lousy
they ran
too.
Off the clock. They had
both
time on the
teams.
Clock. The Patriots' offense had time to win that game.
I'm not arguing that.
And by the way, I think time of possession was fairly similar.
Fine. I'm still not arguing that. The offense didn't play well, but the defense didn't play well either.
No, the defense was atrocious. And you can't. And if you allow someone to run over you like that, it doesn't matter. I mean, they just they've beaten you, and they've. I mean, there was a question of just
they allowed a one-dimensional football team,
yes.
Which is what the Titans were. They were a one-dimensional football team to beat you senseless for 2.5 quarters.
And by the way, they didn't have,
at home,
and they didn't have to throw. I mean, who knows what the score is?
Patriots offense didn't score the entire half. They were shut out.
Rich, we're not. You're right.
You're absolutely right. Bad. Offense
was bad.
The defense
was as bad. The defense was as bad.
But if you're going to put the blame pie on somewhere.
50-50.
Nah.
It's absolutely.
You hold that offense to 14 points. It's 50-50. More on the offense.
No, yeah. I disagree.
If you let a guy run like that and complete. I mean, you got to go back and watch the game. I mean, they controlled that game.
They didn't, because you're talking about the time of possession. I believe it was fairly similar.
It doesn't matter. The fact that they were able to just run the ball like that is completely the defense's fault.
I'm not giving Steve Belichick or Gerard Mayo, whoever's calling defensive plays on that sideline, a gold star.
No.
I guarantee you Bill Belichick's not doing that either.
And if time possession... go look at the time of possession.
I think it's almost similar. Now, in the first half, it was the Patriots by a ton, and the second half, it was the Ravens by a ton. I'm sorry, the Titans by a ton.
Well, I mean, the second
But I think it pretty much equaled out. I think they had the ball the same amount of time. So you can't say that it was a time of possession.
Well, if in the second half, no one scores. So, I mean, in the second half, no one scores, it's because the Titans are able to keep the ball.
Time of possession was almost even.
Yep.
What about the second half?
Well, the second half, yeah, it was a lot more with the the Titans.
Time of possession, 31 minutes and 9 seconds for Tennessee. Okay. 28:51 for the Patriots.
All right. All right. We'll be back. I guess Jaffe's supposed to be here, but again, he's late. So he's stuck in traffic. Everyone's so stuck in traffic. All right. We'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.